This is the Daily Text for Wednesday, August the 10th, 2016. Eating and drinking versus righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Matthew 15:15-20. Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." "Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them. "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person. But eating with unwashed hands does not defile them." Consider this. Do you still not get it? That's what he asked disciple 1A, also known as Peter. But don't we thank God Peter asked for further clarification? I would rather Jesus call me slow on the uptake than miss the point. You've heard the phrase, "I'd rather be silent and thought ignorant than to open my mouth and remove all doubt." That's bad teaching. We always need to err on the side of asking Jesus for further understanding. And speaking of that, are you asking? The wisdom of God must be diligently sought after. It can't be figured out at the level of human intellect, but it is given to those who seek it. Didn't Jesus say something to that effect a few chapters back? "Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened." We tend to take such a study and learn approach when we probably need more of a humble submission and curiosity approach. Jesus seems to say to the disciples something like, "All you once thought was holiness and righteousness before is wrong. It's not about food, what you eat or don't eat." I like the way Paul put it, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Romans 14:17. This kind of thing has happened in every generation since. There's the old saying, "We don't smoke, drink, or chew, or run with them that do." Now, I'm not endorsing smoking, drinking, or chewing. But when we equate these kinds of things with the pursuit of holiness, I fear we miss the point. The point is the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whatever tends to prevent righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit hinders the kingdom of God and should be curtailed. Jesus gave us a short list here. "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them." Does that list sound familiar to you? Sounds strangely similar to the Ten Commandments to me. Note also how all of these things cut to the heart of our relationships with other people. It's why earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, he went through the litany of, "You have heard it said, but I say," sayings that effectively equated adultery with lust and murder with anger and so forth. Even the smallest inclination that moves anyone down the path to murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander, and such must be vigilantly guarded against and nipped in the bud. They must be caught when they're seemingly small matters of the heart, else they will become devastating flaws in our character. Jesus is all about the inmost place. He said it best when he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." And the best part? He fills us with the Holy Spirit, causing the kingdom of God to live within us. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Who doesn't want that? This is his gift for all who will seek him with all of their heart. The prayer. Heavenly Father, would you fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I might become aware of the first impulse of bad will toward others? Set a watch over my heart and remind me constantly of your desire to reign there without rival for the good of others and the glory of your name. Amen. The questions. Number one, what is the difference between behavior management and heart conditioning? Heart as inmost self, not your ticker. Number two, what is your present experience of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit? How might those realities increase in your life? And number three, what do you find in yourself that tends to quench the indwelling reality of the kingdom of God in you? Is it anger, lust, jealousy, covetousness, an insatiable appetite for more of anything other than God? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.